Good afternoon. I hope you weren't waiting long. I'm Dr. Smith, and I'll be taking care of you today. What seems to be the problem? Right. So, you've been experiencing extreme discomfort in your groin area since, specifically November the 1st? And you've been unable to ejaculate fully and completely since that date. Ah. You've been intentionally refraining from ejaculation since the 1st. Is there any specific reason? Oh, okay. And do you believe there are any health benefits associated with this, or...? Alright, well, I can't say that I fully understand why you aren't allowing yourself even to have one single fulfilling ejaculation this month, but it is your right, obviously, to do whatever you like with your own penis. I am going to go ahead now and examine you to see if we can figure out exactly what the issue is and find a way to relieve some of this pain you've been experiencing. Oh, okay, well, in order to examine you, I am going to have to touch your penis. Is it okay for me to touch your penis? I could do it gently. Okay. Okay. Great. I need you to either sit here or stand here, whichever is more comfortable. Good. Now, I need you to show me your penis, unzip your pants and pull them down, so that I can gently examine your genitals. Okay. So, from what I can see at first glance, your genitals look healthy. No discoloration or anything else unusual. I am going to need to begin now to touch your genitals. Okay, I'm going to start by touching your penis. Is that okay? All right. I am now going to run my fingers along the length of your penis. Can you feel that? Can you feel this? Good, 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 good. Now, I've noticed that your penis is beginning to become erect, which is a completely understandable physical reaction to having someone touch your genitals. Is it okay for me to continue? If this makes you uncomfortable at any time, we can stop and try again another time. Good. Okay. Your penis seems perfectly healthy. I don't feel any roughness or anything at all unusual about your texture. No lumps, no cuts, no broken skin. It has a pleasant curve to it, and when it's erect, it feels, well, kind of heavy. When you become aroused, is your penis usually this hard? Ah, this is an unusual level of hardness for you. Interesting. Okay, so you got all stiffened up like this for me. Excellent. Okay, can I run my fingertips over your testicles? I need to check them as well, of course. Great, great. Separate your legs slightly so that I can get my fingers all the way around the sides of your scrotum more easily. Your testicles feel good, not enlarged, not too firm. Your scrotum seems normal overall, except that it does feel, well, very full. And I think that might be the source of the discomfort you've been experiencing. And if it is, I have good news. I think we'll be able to alleviate the pain you've been experiencing right now. Here, sit back. Do you trust me? Good. I'm going to apply a massage technique that should increase circulation in your groin, which should significantly decrease the pain you're experiencing. It will be intense. You will feel like you're going to come, but you won't come, I promise. You ready? Okay, just relax. I'm going to gently stroke your penis up and down, and every few strokes I'm going to stop for a moment and just roll my fingers over the head of your penis. Does that feel good? Good. Good. Shh. It's okay. It's okay. Let it feel good. Let me make you feel good. Yes. That's it. I'm going to massage your testicles now. I'll start by lightly running my fingernails up and down around your scrotum, How does that feel? Good. Now, I'm going to reach up and around your testicles and very gently press on either side of them. Just gently pressing and stroking. Pressing and stroking. Pressing and stroking. And you're going to begin to feel the urge to come. But if I press down on your testicles here, you won't be able to. No matter how good it feels, my hands exploring your privates, going up and down your dick. No matter how good that feels, you'll be physically unable to nut as long as my fingers are pressed here. Relax. It's going to be okay. Stay calm. Now, this is the tricky part. I'm going to move my fingers over your testicles just slightly. Yes, that's the spot. Okay. I'm going to speed up. Up until now, I've been edging you intentionally, but now I'm going to really jerk you off with the intention of making you come. I know, shh. Listen, just trust me, okay? In a minute, when you feel the urge to come, just go with it, okay? As long as I hold your testicles like this, the only thing you'll be able to shoot is prostate fluid. Okay, just let it happen. Yeah. Just let it happen. Let it happen. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, let it out. Good. Oh, good. That's better, right? Wow. You've shot a lot of prostate fluid all over me. Did it feel good? Great. Oh, I'm glad I could help. If you utilise this technique, it should allow you to get to the end of the month without any issues. As long as you apply pressure correctly, of course. If you mess up, you'll end up busting your load all over yourself, so be careful. Well, now I need to get cleaned up. I have pediatric appointments all afternoon. Make sure you book a follow-up appointment at the front desk. I want to see you again as soon as December rolls around, okay? And take care.